Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 41, Sri Vallabha Bhatta, Episode 7, the Bhaktivedanta purports to this chapter. The following summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. In this chapter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Vallabha Bhatta is described. There was some joking behavior between these two personalities, and finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected Vallabha Bhatta and sympathetically accepted an invitation from him. Before this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Vallabha Bhatta was greatly attached to Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya acted as if displeased with Gadadhar Pandit. Later, when Vallabha Bhatta became intimately connected with Lord Chaitanya, the Lord advised Vallabha Bhatta to take instructions from Gadadhar Pandit, and thus Lord Chaitanya expressed his feelings of love for Gadadhara Pandita. Chaitanya Charanam Bhoja Makaranda Liho Bhaje Yeshang Prasada Matrena Paramopi Amaro Bhavet. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees who are engaged in licking honey from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Madhva Acharya has brought to our attention this quotation from the Narayana Samhita, Dwaparirayair Janayar Vishnu Pancharatrais Tu Kevalai Kalau Tu Nama Matrena Pujyate Bhagavan Hari. In the Dwapara Yuga, one could satisfy Krishna or Vishnu only by worshipping opulently according to the Pancharatriki system. But in the age of Kali, one can satisfy and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, simply by chanting his holy name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that unless one is directly empowered by the causeless mercy of Krishna, one cannot become the spiritual master of the entire world, Jagad Guru. One cannot become an acharya simply by mental speculation. The true acharya presents Krishna to everyone by preaching the holy name of the Lord throughout the world. Thus, the conditioned souls, purified by chanting the holy name, are liberated from the blazing fire of material existence. In this way, spiritual benefit grows increasingly full, like the waxing moon in the sky. The true acharya, the spiritual master of the entire world, must be considered an incarnation of Krishna's mercy. Indeed, the true acharya is personally embracing Krishna. The true acharya is therefore the spiritual master of all the Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, as well as all of the Ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Since the true Acharya is understood to be the most advanced devotee, the true Acharya is called Paramahamsa Thakur. Thakur is the title of honor offered to the Paramahamsa. And therefore, one who acts as an Acharya, directly presenting Lord Krishna, by spreading Krishna's name and fame, is also to be called Paramahamsa Thakur. It is extremely difficult to convert a Milecha or meat eater into a devotee of Lord Krishna, and therefore anyone who can do so is situated on the highest level of Vaishnavaism. Purusha Artha, the goal of life, generally refers to religion, economic development, satisfaction of the senses, and finally liberation. However, above these four kinds of Purusha Arthas, love of Godhead stands supreme. It is called Parama Purusha Artha, the supreme goal of life, or Purusha Artha Shiromani, the most exalted of all Purusha Arthas. Lord Sri Krishna is worshipped by regulative devotional service, but the highest perfection of devotional service is spontaneous love of Godhead. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, has complete knowledge of Krishna's opulences, but Lakshmiji could not achieve the association of Krishna by dint of such knowledge. The devotees in Vrindavan, however, actually enjoy the association of Krishna. Shuddha Bhav, pure Krishna consciousness, is not dependent on an understanding of the Lord's opulences. For even without such opulences, the devotee in Shuddha Bhav is inclined to love Krishna as a friend or son. When Uddhava was sent by Krishna to see the condition of the gopis in Vrindavan, Uddhava stayed there for a few months in the association of the gopis and always talked with the gopis about Krishna. Although this greatly pleased the gopis and other residents of Brajabhumi, Uddhava saw that the gopis were severely afflicted by their separation from Krishna. The gopis' hearts were so disturbed that their minds were sometimes deranged. Observing the unalloyed devotion and love of the gopis for Krishna, Uddhava then desired to become a creeper, a blade of grass, or an herb in Vrindavan, so that sometimes the gopis would trample him, and Uddhava would thus receive the dust of the gopis' lotus feet upon his head. Vallabhabhatta was greatly proud of his knowledge in devotional service, and therefore Vallabhabhatta wanted to speak about Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without understanding the Lord's position. Lord Chaitanya therefore hinted in many ways that if Vallabhabhatta wanted to know what devotional service actually is, Vallabhabhatta would have to learn from all the devotees Lord Chaitanya mentioned, beginning with Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, and Ramananda Rai. As Swarup Damodara has said, if one wants to learn the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, one must take lessons from a realized soul. One should not proudly think that one can understand the transcendental loving service of the Lord simply by reading books. One must become a servant of a Vaishnava. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Peyeche Keba. Narottam Das Thakur confirms that one cannot be in a transcendental position unless one very faithfully serves a pure Vaishnava. One must accept a Vaishnava guru, Adau Gurvashrayam, and then, by questions and answers, one should gradually learn what pure devotional service to Krishna actually is. That is called the Parampara system. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take Vallabhabhatta very seriously. Therefore, Pandita Goswami or Gadadhara Goswami fell into perplexity. What would be Gadadhar Pandit's position if he actually heard Vallabhabhatta's explanation of Sri Krishna's name? Certainly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be displeased. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami could not make a decision. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exists in everyone's heart. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya would know the circumstances under which Pandit Goswami agreed to hear Vallabhbhatta's explanations, and certainly Lord Chaitanya would not be angry. However, the Vaishnavas who were always with Lord Chaitanya might not understand Gadadhar Pandit's inner consciousness, and they might accuse Gadadhar Pandit of having compromised with Vallabhbhatta, despite Vallabhbhatta's having been neglected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was seriously thinking in this way. The King of Heaven, Indra, was very proud of his position. Therefore, when the residents of Vrindavana decided not to perform the Indra Yajna, but to instead perform the Govardhan Yajna, in accordance with the instructions of Krishna, Indra, because of his false pride, wanted to chastise the residents of Vrindavana. Thinking himself extremely powerful, Indra poured incessant rain upon Vrindavana. But Lord Krishna immediately cut down Indra's pride by lifting Govardhan Hill as an umbrella to save the residents of Vrindavana. In this way, Krishna proved Indra's power most insignificant in the presence of Krishna's own omnipotency. Srimad Bhagavatam has many tikas or commentaries following the parampara system, but Sridhar Swami's is first. The commentaries of all other acharyas follow Sridhar Swami's. The parampara system does not allow one to deviate from the commentaries of the previous acharyas. By depending upon the previous acharyas, one can write beautiful commentaries. However, one cannot defy the previous acharyas. For the false pride that makes one think that he or she can write better than the previous acharyas will make one's comments faulty. At the present moment, it has become fashionable for everyone to write in his or her own way, but such writing is never accepted by serious devotees. Because of false pride, every scholar and philosopher wants to exhibit one's learning by interpreting the Shastras, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, in one's own way. This system of commenting in one's own way is fully condemned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Artha Vyasta Likanashe. Commentaries written according to one's own philosophical way are never accepted. No one will appreciate such commentaries on the revealed scriptures. Joking with Rukmini Devi in Dwaraka, Krishna once advised Rukmini to accept another husband because Krishna was unfit for Rukmini. Rukmini Devi, however, unable to understand Krishna's joking words, took them very seriously and immediately fell to the ground in fear of separation from Krishna. In the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandit was always in disagreement with Lord Chaitanya, just like Satyabhama, whereas Gadadhar Pandit was always awed by Lord Chaitanya's opulence and was therefore submissive to the Lord under all circumstances, just like Rukmini Devi with Krishna. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very deep, It was like that of Rukmini Devi, who was always especially submissive to Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted as a very merciful well-wisher towards Vallabhavata by externally neglecting Vallabhavata in many ways just to purify Vallabhavata of his false pride in being a learned scholar. Lord Chaitanya neglected Gadadhar Pandit for a few days because of Gadadhar Pandit's associating with Vallabhavata. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was not at all displeased with Gadadhar Pandit. Indeed, because Gadadhar Pandit is the personal potency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no chance of Lord Chaitanya's being dissatisfied with Gadadhar Pandit. However, a person who is too much attracted to externals cannot understand the deep meaning of these dealings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one therefore becomes disrespectful to Gadadhar Pandit, one will surely be vanquished. Recorded March 18, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gaurangera Duti Pada Jardhana Sampada Sejane Bhakti Rasa Sar Gaurangera Madhura Leela Jarkarne Praveshila Hridoya Nirmala Brilota Gaurangera Duti Pada Jardhana Sampada Sejane Bhakti Rasa Sar Gaurangera Madhura Leela Jarkarne Praveshila Hridoya Nirmala Bhilota Gaurangera Duti Pada Jardhana Sampada Sejane Bhakati Rasasar Gaurangera Madhulila Jarkarne Praveshila Hridoya Nirmala Belotar Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari 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 Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari 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 Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset, that person knows the true essence of devotional service. If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then immediately his or her heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination.